This beat is brought to you by Christian Rich, a production duo out of Los Angeles. They are also brothers, twins, in fact.
I'm Taiwo, one half of Christian Rich.
I'm Candy. Some people call me Ken, Candy, and I'm the other half of Christian Rich.
For better than a decade, Taiwo and Candy Hassan have been working behind the scenes. They produce tracks for hip-hop artists like Chris Brown, Drake, Lupe Fiasco, and more. But now they're releasing an album of their own. It's called FW14, and it's a little bit of everything. Hip-hop, R&B, electronic, old school.
It's really hard for us to just stick to one sound because then we think we're cheating ourselves when we play it back. So, I mean, if we wanted, we could have made the whole album trapped out, or we could have been super electronic. We just felt different moods every day.
I keep a smile on my face whenever I'm around you. Whenever I'm around you.
You were born in Chicago, but then you moved to Nigeria at a young age. How, if at all, did living there influence your sound, do you think?
We were just talking about this yesterday. Our mother passed away in 2002, right before senior year. We were talking about how she had this one white tape that only had like four songs on it. And it was Michael Jackson, Working Day and Night, UB40, Red Wine, some George Michael record, and like Kenny Rogers or something.
Wow.
So we grew up listening to nothing but pop records. That's all we listened to. And then when we'd go hang out with our uncles and so forth, we were listening to Fuji, which was like...
It's like Nigerian Arabic music.
Yeah, it's like Nigerian Arabic music. But anyway, yeah, so like our sound was... we had limited access to sound, so my mother only played the best. Oh, and Sade. She had a lot of Sade. By the time we came to the States, we didn't know what WAC was as far as music because we didn't have access to that.
So then you come back to Chicago when you're still young. How did you view life in America when you came back?
It was, for us, I don't know, I think we were just a little bit naive and oblivious to it. We weren't thinking about it. It was just kind of like, okay. When we were kids, we didn't believe we were born in America because our earliest memory was being in Nigeria, running around playing soccer or football in the streets. But the one thing that we gravitated towards right away was music.
Near, far, no matter where we go, you know my heart belongs right here with you forever true. You're like a needle to the skin, down like a tattoo forever. Do it forever and ever.
Twins don't always end up doing the same type of work, but here you are, the two of you. Did you always both want to produce music?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We always did stuff together, so it was natural, and then we got older and turned it into a business together. We've always done everything together. Same college, same dorm room, same major. It was just... I don't know, maybe we were just bored or lazy. It's like, okay. You know what? We were bankers for a long time doing investments and stuff out of college. So
you were investment bankers?
Yeah. Series 6, 63, Life and Health.
Life and Health.
All that stuff.
Well, he was at Chase Bank, and I was at Washington Mutual, and I ended up going to Chase Bank. I was going to be the regional investment banker for the whole Washington Mutual, like Westchester area.
So clearly this was pre-2008.
Oh, yeah.
We were kids. We were like 20, 21.
Wow.
Yeah, while everybody's like making beats now with 2021, we were bankers, you know, learning finance and the law and so forth. But yeah, we got into the music industry at 19 years old.
But you had already learned how to manage your money, so...
Yeah, but
we're not good at managing money.
We're still not good at managing money. We are good at managing money. Let's not say that. We're still hip hop, so we just like nice things. So we're gonna spend too much money sometimes.
I'm talking with Taiwo and Candy Hassan. They're the brothers behind the production duo Christian Rich. Their debut album FW14 is out now. There are some heavy sci-fi themes going on behind the music here. You want to give us the kind of the rundown of some of those?
Talk about the Philip K. Dick.
So Philip K. Dick is a big influence on us. When we found, so we used to watch all his movies and didn't know who he was. Blade Runner.
Minority Report,
Total Recall, all that stuff. So we found out later who he was. And his writing just aren't books. He's really talking about things. He's opening his mind to the possibility of something else that really influences us on a daily basis. The sci-fi is just something that we do every day. I mean, I'm watching 10 episodes of Twilight Zone every day, like the black and white.
Like the old school?
Oh, the old school.
On Netflix.
The best one.
Every
That's
day.
The best one.
I know it's weird that, you know, we're young dudes and we're like hip-hop and electronic music, but sci-fi is, it's fun to us because it makes you think about the reality of what's going on right now.
What are we doing here? You know, like, what is the purpose? Why live Groundhog's Day every day? And that's what our album's about.
Should have called the album Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, yeah.
Because he's from Chicago, too.
Yeah.
He's from the north side like us.
You've been producing since 2003. You've worked with Lil' Kim, Drake, NERD, many others. Taiwo, why did you decide to put out your own album now?
It was a necessity because when we were coming up as producers, the super producers were out. Like Pharrell, Timbaland, JD, all those different guys, they were out. They were vocalists. They were on their, had their own albums. And they weren't called compilations. It was their album.
Right.
And they just had featured artists. And then I guess artists in the industry kind of felt like the producers were taking too much light. So producers got pushed to the back. With us, the exception of one artist, no one ever put featuring Christian Rich except Childish Gambino. So you can't depend on that if you're trying to get your voice out, whether it's vocally or beat-wise as a producer or artist. So this album just really made sense to come out at this time.
Well, I know the album just came out, but do you think there will be more straight from Christian Rich, or will you go back behind the scenes?
No.
We're working on the next album right now.
Yeah.
We've learned so much from this album. The new sounds already, like, it's incredible.
Still going to be fresh and new, like nothing you ever heard.
That's Taiwo Hassan and his brother Kende Hassan. They are the production duo Christian Rich. Their debut album, FW14, is out now. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you
for having us. That was great.